Parshas Vayera, Shir, Hey.
Okay, Rabbi, this Gemara, it gives you a hard time, and honestly, I think that I got the Gemara clear today with the help of my Chavrusa that I've gotten in the past.
Shir Vav.
Too bad my Chavrusa wasn't here to hear that. The word I used is the Gemara is sputtering. It's like the Gemara is just like not. It's just not smooth. It's like what? It's like a double what? It's like what? Like what do you? It's hard to figure out exactly what's going on over here in the Gemara. So we're gonna do our best with Siyat Dishmaya. Understand the Gemara, and part of it might be, and that's what the Mefarshim say or don't say, because Rabbi Yosef himself had a little bit of a shaky Masaira. You see, Rabbi Yosef, tremendous major Talmud Chacham, got sick, and he forgot what he learned. So he had like this like vague recollection, and it was like hard for him. And maybe that's what was going on over here. He's like, what? What does that sound? Sounds weird. He was trying to pull stuff back and figure it out. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Zok the Hele Gigamara, my friends. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei ma, omru besula nisseis liyoy maravi. Lefi sheshaninu, higi ezman veloy nisu, achaz mishlo velchemes vetruma. Yochel higi ezman bechad b'shabes, yey ma'alam ezunas, lakach shaninu besula nisseis liyoy maravi. Okay, that's the statement of the Gemara. Now, how did you translate when you read the Gemara? Mipnei ma, omru besula nisseis liyoy maravi. The Gemara is asking some sort of question. What's the Gemara's question? Why is Zula getting married on Wednesday? And not?
Thursday or Tuesday or...
Any day. He's learning any day. Well, like, in other words, basically the Gemara's question is, why did the Chachamim make a Takana? That's the way Baruch is learning. Like, what's the whole reason for this Mishnah? Zula necessarily Omer V, why? That would be a strange question, because it seems to say in the Mishnah why. Right?
What?
Hold on, good. We'll see. Good, I think. Hold on.
Maybe it's just Sabbath.
We'll see. But that's what it seems to be the Gemara's question. Now we're going to have to be. If that's the Gemara's question, we're going to have big problems. So the Rishonim get creative to try to figure out what the Gemara's question is. If you take a look in the Marma comments we gave out, the Tosfos Rashba right on top, the very first one. Okay. Let's see what the Gemara. Well, hold on a second. Let's see what the Gemara's. Yeah. Let's see what the Gemara says. We'll get to that in a second. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mone de Avram! It's like, Lord of Abraham! It's like, he's like shocked. He's like, whoa! OMG, exactly. OMG! That's the Gemara, Rashi says. It's like, Ribbono Shel Olam. OMG, what's going on over here? Toli Tanya! Bideloi Tanya! Like, he's shocked. What are you saying? He says, Gemara, Hi Tanya. Like, the Gemara's like, what's your problem? Or, I think it's like, you didn't really express your problem properly. It sounds to me like Rabbi Yosef was so taken aback that he even, like, didn't even ask his question. He's like, blah, 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 what are you saying? It's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, what's a Mishnah? What's a Mishnah? Okay, well, hold on a second. What are you saying? Hold on a second. Slow down. Let's get the question clear. What's the question? Ella, what's the question? Toli Tanya de Mefarish Taima, Betanya de Loy Mefarish Taima. What is going on over here? So if you look in the Tosfos Rashba, Tosfos Rashba says, Toli Tanya de Mefarish Taima, Pirish Betosfos Acheris Velo Nisyashivli. He's like, I'm not happy with any pshat over here. He basically says, I think he's saying, I'm not happy with any pshat. I think the Tosfos Rashba basically says, I don't know pshat. And I actually think that in a certain way, Rashi also says something similar to that. The very first Rashi on the Gemara, and this is where I'll show you something we said previously this man. Rashi says, Lefisha Shaninu, Lekaman Makshi Allah. What does Rashi mean to tell us? We're about to ask the question. Okay, so why does Rashi have to tell us that? Rashi's telling you this makes no sense. If you don't understand the Gemara, then great! I don't understand it either! But the Gemara's gonna ask later. No, the Gemara doesn't understand. This is like it's talking gibberish. Why does it say a besula gets married on Wednesday? Let's understand it like the way Baruch asked the question. Why not get married on Thursday, on Friday, on Sunday? What do you mean? The Mishnah tells you the reason. What type of question is that? This question is ridiculous. Says Rashi, you're right. It's a ridiculous question. And the Gemara is going to jump on it. So it sounds like almost like... And then the Gemara is going to have to say, it's not really what I meant. It's not really the question. The way I understand in Rashi is that this was a DOA. This was like, this never made any sense to anyone. That's Mari Davram. Oh, like, what in the world are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? That's Mari Davram. It's like, he's like, I don't get what you're... What is this? He didn't express his question well. Because he said, once a Mishnah is not a Mishnah, he says, hold on a second, that's not real. They're both Mishnayas. Yeah, but this Mishnah says the reason. That's the Lord's question. I have a very good reason in a Mishnah. So you ask me, why does it say this Mishnah? And the Mishnah tells me the reason. And then you bring me another Mishnah, which doesn't even say a reason. Like, what are you doing? That's the way I understand in Rashi. According to Rashi, this never was really a very good Havamina. The way I understand. What's the Lashon of Morei Davram? Why does he say that? Why doesn't he say OMG? Or better, Ribbono Shel Olam. What's Morei Davram? Lord of Abraham. Why does he bring Avram into the picture? Why doesn't he say Morei de Moshe? Or what? What do you mean? Because why is it Morei Davram? What's that? Ichmen is the pshat is as follows. Rashi says, one of two things happened over here. Either he's very confused with what his Rebbe said. It's Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. No, I'm saying Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef is saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who is his Rebbe. Or he's confused about what he himself said. Because he's disconnected with what he said before. One of those two. Now he feels removed. Right now, Rabbi Yosef feels like a little lost. He's like, I don't understand my Rebbe. I don't remember what I was thinking back then. He's like, he's alone. And he's davening to Hashem, Mori d'Avram, the Lord of Avram was alone in the world. And Avram Avinu somehow found his way without anyone else's help. He feels alone. I can't turn to my Rebbe. I don't even remember myself, like what I was thinking back then. Mori d'Avram, what is going on? Help me out. Avram Avinu was alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, so I need help now. I feel alone. That's what's happening. So, what is this? Yeah. This, I think, perhaps is the way that Rashi learns the Gemara. We'll go to Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say not like that. Tosfos mevnei ma'amru b'sula nesis liyomar vi l'fisha shanin. What says Tosfos? Ein shoyel hatam loma nesis b'revi. What's the nafkamina that we're mesakin you get married on Wednesday? You're not asking why. It's not asking why. We understood, Baruch understood the Gemara's question was, why are you getting married on Wednesday, not Thursday, not Tuesday? No. I understand why you're getting married on Wednesday. What's the reason you're getting married on Wednesday? Tanis Besulim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Okay, so now Tosfos is trying to make this into something that's substantial. So Tosfos says, the question, what's the nafkamina? What does that mean? What does that mean? What's the nafkamina? So there's two pshatim I want to tell you in the Rishayna, a pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. One is the Tosfos Harosh, I didn't put it on the Maror Makomos. And the other one is the pshat of the Shita Megwetzes, pshat in Tosfos, which is on the Maror Makomos. Tosfos says the following thing, listen to this. Tosfos Harosh says, we want to be medayik. There's an underlying question here, which the Gemara doesn't say, but you're supposed to like try to somehow. You should have intuited. Besula nisseis liyom harevi. What's the reason for the takana? Shimhayil atainis besulim. So really, what we need is that the bia should be on Wednesday night. Do we care when they get married? Do we care when the chuppah happens? We don't care when the chuppah happens. So why doesn't the Mishnah say Besula Niveles B'yom Haravi'i B'lel Chamishi, whatever you want to say? Why don't you talk about the Bia? Why are you talking about the Nisuin? Who cares? Who cares about the Nisuin? Who cares about the Nisuin? Why do we care about the Nisuin? We really care about the Bia. The Takana should be on the Bia. And that's really the underlying question here. That the Gemara says, "Mipnei." Read the words. "Mipnei ma amru besule niseis liyom aravi." What are you saying niseis for? Say niveles. That's what the takana is for. The takana is for bia.
Can you answer? It's cleaner this way. Why couldn't you answer that?
What do you mean cleaner? Okay, give me a different answer.
It's out of our control. Together. I don't understand.
What?
You do the wedding on Wednesday.
Says Avi, I'll tell you why. Because if they get married on Monday night, what are we afraid is going to happen? We tell them, get married Monday night and don't do beer until Thursday. That's not a very good takana. So instead of doing a takana, you're right, our focus is on the beer, but instead of making a takana about the beer, what do we make a takana on? The Nisuin. So takana is on the Nisuin. And a chanami, the simas hatakona was what? The bia. Oh, but the gedur the takona is the nisuin has to be on Wednesday.
The opposite. You can make the main point of bia and they'll come out and everyone will be getting married on Wednesday.
Yeah, but maybe they won't. We're telling them, listen, get married whenever you want. Maybe they won't. They'll get married whenever they want. And then they'll wait. Shkoyach. They're really going to wait. They're not going to wait. She's not going
to
wait.
They'll come out, you have to get married on Wednesday.
Why do you have to get married on Wednesday?
Because you have to do that.
Okay, why can't you get married on Tuesday and wait? You could. It's not going to happen, but you could.
And I could also never.
So listen, if the woman is a smart woman, she's going. If this woman knows she's not a basula, she's a smart woman. What she's going to do is she's going to say, "Let's get married Monday night." Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll wait. And then she doesn't wait. And then he's like, "Oh my God, she's not a basula. She's got 3 days to convince him everything's okay." So she's going to play games with him. So instead of doing that, we're going to make it takana get married Wednesday night. The sibas takana is the bia. The getter takana is the nisuin. Now says the Gemara. Listen to this. This is brilliant. Achshav sheshaninu. Now that you told me that there's a takana is on the nisuin. So what happens if the day of the nisuin falls? Should the 12 months falls out on Sunday? Can she say to him, "Let's get married today"?
No.
If the takana is on the bia. So then it's 12 months. She says, "Let's get married today." What does he say? "I want to do the bia on Wednesday night." So what? So let's get married today. We'll do the bia then. The takana is not the bia. The takana is not the nisuin. The takana is the bia. So the chachamim didn't want it that the takana should be the nisuin. Achshav sheshaninu. Now that you told me the takana is the nisuin, if the date falls out, the anniversary falls out on Sunday, he could say, "Lady, we're not getting married today. And I'm not feeding you mezainis." Why can't you do a takana on the nisuin? Takana nisuin. If the takana is nisuin is Wednesday, then you don't. Then the bee's gonna anyway if you want. What do you mean?
Why can't you do nisuin on Sunday?
The takana again. We ask the question. Why did it say in the Mishnah Besulin Nisseis Liyom Haravi? Why did it say Nisseis should speak about the bia? We said because we know practically that's not a good takana. The takana is not going to work out well. We want the bia to be on Wednesday night. The only way to do that is make the wedding on Wednesday afternoon. And then the bia is going to be there. If we tell them to get married on Monday, it's just not going to happen. They're not going to wait. They're not going to wait. So for that reason, we want the Nisuin to be Wednesday. Now that it's a din in the Nisuin, what happens if the day of the anniversary comes out on Sunday and she says, "Okay, let's get married Sunday"? He said, or even Monday, or even Tuesday. Not after Sunday, any day before Wednesday. He can say, "No, the Chacham said we have to get married Wednesday." That's the way that the Tosafot Rosh learns. And the Meila, now the Gemara makes sense. Let's read the Gemara inside. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mepnei Ma, Amar Besulet, Niseis, Liyom Haravi'i. Why did you say you have to get Niseis on Wednesday and not Niveles? Why did you speak about the Nisuin? Lefisha Shaninu. Now, the reason is because the Takana is on the Nisuin. Lefisha Shaninu. Nigiyaz Mamelo Nisu, Achaz Meshlev, Achaz Metruma. Yoch Ligiyaz Mamecha, Vashavs Yemalon, Zaz Lekach. Shaninu Besulet, Niseis, Liyom Haravi'i. That's what's going to be the outcome of this. What's the Gemara's question? Mori de Avram, Toli Tanya, Belo Tanya. What's the problem? Beautiful. Beautiful, I got it. It's Nisais. Now that it's Nisais, you can't get married on Sunday. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. I got another reason why it says Nisais. Maybe you made that up. It doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say that the reason of Nisais and not Nivelis is because I want a tekana on Nisais. Maybe the reason it says Nisais because someone said because Lashanaki. Maybe the tekana is tak only the Bia. And not the Nisuin. And you figure it out, you control yourself. It's your problem. The tekana is on the Bia. Who said? You're making up Torahs. Why does it say the Lashon of Nisais in the Mishnah? I'll tell you why it says Nisais. Lashon Naki. Well, we're going to talk. We're not going to. We speak a little bit more refined.
Since why is Bia Lashon Naki?
Okay. This is the Gemara says. The Gemara says Mehecha Tesi. You can't make Hanochas and draw Halachas. You can't make Hanochas and draw Halachas. You can't do that. It says Nisais. True, it says Nisais. It says Nisais because it doesn't want to use Lashon Neveles. And it's just Lashon Naki. And the Takon is Taka on the Bia. And you could get married on Monday night. And control yourself. And it's your problem. The Takon is on the Bia. Mecha Teisi. That's the Gemara's question. This whole thing is Chasam HaZefer. This is so creative. Tzadik Rosh is like, this is like a... And all this is going on in the Gemara and you're supposed to know about all this. So what does the Gemara say? Oh. Hold on a second. What's this? But I found a Braisa. And the Braisa speaks about Shaktu. Now, what's Shaktu? What's Shaktu? What do we want? 3 days before the... The wedding. Before the Bia?
No,
before the wedding. So I found that the wedding is Dafka. It is Dafka, the wedding. Because Shaktu is about the Nisua, not about the Bia. So now I could prove my point. Because I could prove that the takana is on the Nisuin and not on the Bia. If the takana was on the Bia and the Nisuin could be Sunday, so what are you talking about Shaktu for?
Usually Nisuin and the Bia are the same pot.
What?
Usually Nisuin and Bia are the same pot.
Again. What we were saying was, let's start it again. We'll do the Tosafot Rashi again. Listen, let's start it again. We're saying as follows. It says in the Mishnah, Besul and Nisais Liomar Vi. Is it Dafka the Nisuin you're talking about or the Bia? The Gemara first thought it's a takana on the Nisuin. Why? Because we're afraid of making a takana only on the Bia, because we make a takana only on the Bia, and we allow them to get married on Sunday, we're afraid that they're not going to end up doing the Bia on Wednesday. So therefore the takana is on the Bia, is on the Nisuin. If the takana is Nisuin, if the anniversary comes out on Sunday, he's not going to have to feed her because he can't do it because the Nisuin has to be Thursday. The Gemara challenges that, says maybe no. Maybe the takana is only the Bia. And if the takana is only the Bia, you can get married on Sunday if you so desire. If that's the case, does he have to feed her? Yes, because he can get married on Sunday if he so desires. The takana is only the Nisuin. It's only the Bia, I mean, not the Nisuin. And the Nisuin can be whenever you want. If that would be the case, he would have to feed her. How do you know? Oh, because it says Lashon of Nisais. Maybe we just chose the Lashon of Nisais for Lashon Naki. Says the Gemara, okay, but I found the Braisa, and the Braisa includes in the Mishnah Shaktu. Now, Shaktu is about the Nisuin, not about the Bia. So if you're telling me that this Takana is based on Nisuin, so then the Takana has to be about the Nisuin. And if the Takana is about the Nisuin, so then they have to
Shaktu
get married
on Wednesday. But
Shaktu is part of this Takana. It's not a separate Takana. The Gemara says, why are you getting married on...
Which should be good.
Listen. The Gemara says, you get married... The Bia is on Wednesday. Says the Gemara, why don't you do it on Sunday? Says the Gemara, because of Shaktu. That means that we're talking about the Nisuin, not the Bia.
Because it's the same day.
That's the whole point. We're trying to mechalik between the Nisuin and the Bia. That's what we're saying. Is this takana about the Bia and you could separate the Bia and Nisuin? Listen to me. Is the takana about the Bia and you could separate the Bia from the Nisuin? Or is the takana about the Nisuin? If you're separating the Bia from the Nisuin, so then Shaktu won't talk to us because we're not talking about when you're getting married, Bachlau. We're not talking about when you're getting married, just talking about the Bia. So what does Shaktu? Well, the Gemara asks the question, do the Bia on Sunday? No, because we want you to have time to get married, but we're not talking about the marriage. Get married whenever you want. Obviously, we are talking about the marriage.
That's like a side point.
The two of them are interwoven. We can't be a side point. Because the Gemara is asking, the Takana of the Mishnah says Wednesday. That Takana of the Mishnah. Why isn't that Sunday? That means you're asking a question about the Bia or about the Nisuin? What's your question? Your question is about the Bia or the Nisuin. If the Takana is the Bia, then we're not talking about the Nisuin, Bechal. So what's the answer Shaktu? If the Takana is about the Nisuin, then I understand where Shaktu comes in. So this is a Raya that the Takana is about the Nisuin.
we still have a little bit of a problem because we had a question much earlier in the Mishnah. Why didn't it attack a Seishak to the Mishnah?
That's a different question.
If you learn opposite from this, you have a very good answer. The Mishnah Dafka didn't want to say Shaktu because we're talking about the beer.
Okay, but then Shaktu wouldn't play a part. And it's not, then you can't even say Shaktu.
Well, nice of the Mishnah.
Okay, then.
Amidst Shaktu.
All right, so we have to have a different reason. Okay, you have a Kasha. We'll come up with a different reason. Aklaponim, all right, boys, so you have to work this over. This is very creative and it's complicated. This is the Tosfos Rosh's pshat in the Gemara. It's a great pshat. First of all, it's super creative. The Gemara, you're throwing so much dynamics into the Gemara that we don't see here. It's not in front of us. And I think that's why Rashi that rejects it. Rashi never, like, tries very hard not to, like, put a lot of commentary into the Gemara. Rashi's a Pashtun. Rashi says, like, what the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara means. Tosfos Rosh is throwing in, the Gemara is about voting Akasha, why does it say Nisis and not say Niveles? And the Gemara says, well, maybe it's because of this, and that's the Nafkamin is this, and then maybe not, and... It's right. Second of all, Mori Avram, it's not like that was like, what's the Mori? Whoa! Oh my goodness! What's so crazy? It's a nice pshat. What's so crazy, Mori Avram? What's the question? Mechatesi, that your pshat is right. I have a different pshat. According to Rashi, the Mori Avram is like, what in the world are you talking about? The Mishnah says a reason. You're making up stuff. According to Zarush, it's not such a Mori Avram, and this can't be pshat in Tosfos, because Tosfos says the Gemara's question is my nafkamina. According to the Rosh, it's not a question of my nafkamina. The Gemara's question is, who do you send this? Maybe it's Nivellus.
Doesn't it make more sense to first figure out why not Sunday before you ask my nafkamina? Like in Rashi's flow, first we have no clue why Thursday, why not Sunday. First let's find out exactly why everything's implied.
We're according to Rashi, we're not talking about Sunday at all. Sunday's not the discussion.
No, well, when we
the Gemara's question, out, Rashi thought the Gemara's question was, Why is there a takana b'chlas? What? Why is there a takana? What do you mean? The Mishnah says why is there a takana? You're asking me why is there a takana? You're ignoring what it says in the Mishnah. You bring me something else, which is not a really good reason, and it's like just like ridiculous. So what in the world are you doing? I said, okay, I didn't mean that. What I meant to say is why Wednesday and not Sunday. But the original understanding, according to Rashi, was like we're just asking what's the reason for the Mishnah, and the Gemara doesn't give a good answer, and that's why he blows up. That's why it blows up. Mori Davram, this is ridiculous. According to the Tosfos Rosh, we're not asking what the reason for the Mishnah. I know the reason for the Mishnah is Tainus Pesulim. I have a different question. Why does it say Nisis and not Nivellus? A very localized question. And my answer is, the reason it says Nisis and not Nivellus is because the Takana is on the Nisuin, not on the Sibis of Takana is the Bia. Takana is the Nisuin. And if that's the case, then it gives my Mechad B'Shabbos, or an Echad B'Shabbos Lav Davka, Sheini, Shlishi. The point is, I have to get married on Wednesday. It's not that I have to do the B on Wednesday, I have to get married on Wednesday. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just Lishan Anaki. Maybe it's just trying, maybe really the Takan is for the Bia, and it just used the word Nisis, and it's Lav Davka. That could be, but what about the fact that it says Shaktu comes into the Takana? If this is just a Takana about the Bia, Shaktu wouldn't play a part over here. Comes the Tosfos HaRosh, so comes the Shita Mekubetz, this explains Tosfos in a different pshat. Tosfos says, the Gemara's question is, already from the beginning, why does it say Besul gets married on Wednesday and not Sunday? Why does Besul get married on Wednesday and not Sunday? That was the Gemara's question. What's the reason? So listen to this. He put something else into the Gemara. All you would probably say, what's the reason to get married on Wednesday, not Sunday? He doesn't say that. He says, the Gemara right now thinks, and all this is being injected into the Gemara, the reason is because of bracha. The Gemara is going to say it later on, that there's a concept called bracha. On Thursday, there's a bracha ledagim, pru revu, and that's the reason you want you get married on Wednesday, not Sunday. So, let me ask you a question. So, why doesn't it say it in the Mishnah? Why doesn't it mention that in the Mishnah? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because it's not ma'akif. If you want, you can get married on Sunday. Because if you want, you can get married on Sunday. Now the Gemara, and all this is going to be in the question. And now the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then what's the point of Takana? I can marry whenever I want. He's saying, if I want to get married on Wednesday, I could. If I want to get married on Sunday, I could. So what's the point of the Takana? Tell me, get married either Sunday or Wednesday. Hold on a second. The Takana is, get married on Wednesday. If I don't want to, bracha. Why does it say bracha? Oh, because you don't have to. If I don't have to, so then what's the point of the Takana? What's the point of Takana of Wednesday as opposed to Sunday? There's nothing there. I could choose to do it or not do it. So it's a suggestion. It's not a Takana. So why are you making this into a Takana of Wednesday? The Takana is Wednesday or Sunday. So, you want to tell me Sunday's a nice idea? You could, I mean, Wednesday's a nice idea? You could say that. Wednesday's a nice idea. But you're making Takana is Wednesday? What's in a gay if I could do Sunday, if I choose Sunday? That's the Gemara's question. Hold on a second. Let me just finish. Hold on. That's the Gemara's. What's the nafkamina of Wednesday over Sunday? What's the nafkamina of Wednesday? Now, what's nafkamina of the Takana? The nafkamina of the Takana is, we want you to go the next day to Bezdin. But what's the nafkamina of Wednesday over Sunday? You're saying bracha? I'll choose to do bracha if I want to do bracha. What are you're telling me it's optional. How do I know it's optional? Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah. Why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? Because it's optional. Once it's optional, what's the nafkamina of this Takana? Of the Wednesday over Sunday Takana? Yeah. Yeah, so but the Gemara discusses which bracha we'd rather, or anyway, but Thursday's not an option because it's either Sunday or Wednesday now. We understand Tanis Pesulim. So you can't do
well,
when, Friday.
Well, Wednesday is Thursday. But if the Takana is because of bracha, you keep your
marriage
on Thursday.
No, but then you're gonna end up doing the Bia on Friday, and then you're not gonna be able to go to Bezdin. The Takana is two things. It's for sure Tanis Pesulim. But why we, again, this Titus Besulim is either Sunday or Wednesday. Why do we choose Wednesday over Sunday? Because of bracha. Why does it tell us that in the Mishnah? Because it's not makif. If you don't want, you don't have to. So then what's the nafkamina? I'll choose if I want to do it or not. That's the Gemara's question. Mipnei ma amru besulim nesais liyoyim haravi. What nafkamina is it? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you the nafkamina. Because if it falls out on Sunday, and he says, I'd like to wait till Wednesday, she says, very nice, like to wait, but I want to get married today. He says, yeah, but there's bracha, bracha, shmacha, I don't care about your bracha. I want food. Give me food. What happens then? I would have think he's chayef. Says the Mishnah, no, Besula Nisis Liyom Haravi, he doesn't have to feed her. That's the nafkamina of the Takana of Wednesday over Sunday. Takana, bracha is a nice thing. If they all agree on board for bracha, there's takana, no nafkamina. They could choose that. If they all agree they're on board for Sunday, no nafkamina. What happens if he wants Wednesday and she wants Sunday? True, they're not starting off on such great footing. The two of them is already like, okay, that's their problem. They'll work it out. But the point is, who's going to have to bite the bullet on this one? She is. He says, look, Wednesday is a good, Wednesday is takanas chacham to get married on Wednesday. We could be mavato on the takanas chacham if we want, but it's takanas chachamim. I can say I'm waiting till Wednesday.
You're just showing how powerful bracha is.
It's enough of a takana to validate him saying, I want to get married on Wednesday. And she can't say, you found a school to get married on Wednesday. You know, some people, there's an inyan in Kabbalah not to get married at the end of the month. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's inyan al pi Kabbalah, only to get married in the beginning of the month. If it's a giyas man, and it falls out at the end of the month, he can't say, I want to get married in the beginning of the month. Kabbalah, zachin. And she can say, listen, Kabbalah today, tomorrow, feed me food, okay? I'm getting married. You say, what do you mean? I'll be Kabbalah. You're not supposed to. Your problem. So I'll be Kabbalah. Is the Indian getting married on bracha? I want to get married on Wednesday. So go ahead. I don't care what you want. Feed me food. No, the Chacham invalidated this. Chacham gave this strength, stamp of approval that if he says Wednesday, she's got to wait till Wednesday.
Yeah. Like to explain Taisus?
Yes.
I don't know, but Taisus says it for Farish later on in the Amud.
We'll see. This is the Pshat in the Gemara's question. What? It's for the both of them. The bracha is for the marriage, for the fruitfulness of the marriage. And this is what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara says, Mipnei ma amru b'sunas yom haravi. So let's get this. Three Pshatim in the Gemara's question. Rashi seems to know the Gemara is asking, why is there a takana for a besula, which is a preposterous question, because the Mishnah says the reason. You're right, the Gemara is going to jump up and go crazy. Marry that wrong, what type of crazy question is that? That's Rashi. DOA. The Shita, I'm sorry, Tosafot says the Gemara's question is, why is the takana nisseis and not Niv'elis? That was our question. Why are you saying Niseis? I'll tell you why. We're saying Niseis because we're afraid if we only make a Takana on the Bia, so then it's going to end up being a gap and there's going to be a problem. So we made the Takana on the Nisuin. Once the Takana is on the Nisuin, I understand why he doesn't have to feed him a Zainus. That's the Taisa Rosh's Pshat. And Shita saying Pshat in Taisus is, the best question is why Yom Harvi and not Yom Aleph? Oh, because of Shaktil? I'm sorry, because of Bracha? And Bracha, the reason it doesn't say the reason of Bracha is because Bracha is flexible. So then what's the whole point? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is that if he wants to wait till Wednesday, he can wait, doesn't have to feed her Mizoinas.
What about the Lashon Naki?
So what's the Gemara? Nothing to do with nothing. What? What? If they want to get married on Sunday, they get married on Sunday. But if he wants to wait till Wednesday, he can force her to wait till Wednesday. So what is Rabbi Yosef getting all excited about? Mari Devrom! Whoa! What's going on? What's he getting all excited about? Could she force him to get married when?
Wednesday.
Anyway, she doesn't have to feed him a Zionist, so she could. What's Rabbi Yosef getting all excited? Mar Devrom, what are you talking about? He's saying like this. You can't make hanachas and shtel halachas. You can't do that. Why does it not say in the Mishnah Bracha? You think because it's optional. I think fakert. Someone said a different reason why? Why doesn't it say Bracha Mefurish? Because we don't want you to be mezalzel. And you're taking in a big mezalzel. You're saying, you know why it doesn't say it? Because it's optional. I think I want it not to be optional. That's why it doesn't say it. I'm afraid if I tell you bracha, you're going to say, bracha's for frumis. Bracha's for Kabbalists. I don't care about bracha. So we're not going to tell you bracha. We're going to say, listen, get married on Wednesday. Why? I'm not telling you why. Because I want you getting married on Wednesday. Boom, fakert. What are you doing? It's the opposite. The reason it doesn't say the reason in the Mishnah is because we want Wednesday. You assumed that was your assumption. It doesn't say Wednesday because Wednesday is not so, because it doesn't say bracha because bracha is not such an important reason. I'm going to tell you the other way around. I think bracha is an important reason. And the reason why I didn't say it is because we didn't want people just like you doing this. So, we're kind of like left hanging. This is all in Tosfos. This is all in the Gemara. This is crammed. Rabbi said it's so crammed in here. It's such a hard. It's hard to see where this comes. A kitzer. What's the Gemara's answer? I'm stuck. I don't know. Why doesn't it say the reason of bracha? Is it because the reason of bracha is not so important? Or is it because the reason of bracha we definitely want you to have it important? Says the Gemara. You know what? It's not bracha at all. That whole thing was a big mistake. The reason is not bracha. What's the reason? Shaktu. And Shaktu is for sure an important reason. It's for sure an important reason. And therefore, we for sure want you getting married on Wednesday.
Why is it Shaktu?
Because we don't want you to be mezalzel. Not because of the fact that it's optional. It's not optional. We don't want you to be mezalzel. So now that we know the reason is because of Shaktu, now we can understand that it comes out on Sunday, you could say, my little Mizrainas.
I don't know if this is for Mizalzel, but it would be coming from her. If she knows she's not a Basula, she would just say, like, okay, let's get married Monday. But don't worry, I don't need such fantasy either.
Right? Yeah.
Wait, the problem with Shakta is by bracha, it's bracha for the marriage, for children.
Yeah.
So if she says, I want to get married Sunday, he could say, no, bracha, we're getting married Wednesday. By Shaktu, she could say, I'd rather you give me food than have a nice wedding. She could just forget on Shaktu.
Yeah, but they still have to get married either Sunday or Wednesday because of the Tanis Pesulim. Either Tanis Pesulim, you have to get married Sunday.
So Wednesday still not Nafka.
If she's Meichel on that?
She could be.
Yeah, in Echarami. But if she's not, he has to, he for sure can say if it falls out on.
Well, from my understanding, the whole case is that she wants to get married Sunday, he wants to get married.
No, it could change. It's going to change. Or whatever. Basically, so we have three Pshatim in the Gemara. To me, the easiest pshat is Rashi, as it almost always is. Rashi always goes easy on the Gemara. The lumdus, Rashi's not shtelling on the lumdus, and as a matter of fact, Rashi says there's no lumdus here, this whole thing is just a mistake. And that's Mari Davram. What in the world are you saying? What is this? You're telling me the reason for the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells the reason for the Mishnah. What are you doing? He goes, you're right, that's not what I meant to say, and the whole thing is a... The Tosis HaRuash and the Tosis are cramming into the Gemara. The Gemara is making sense out of Mipnei Ma Amru B'sula Nisei Amarvi. Either it's Mipnei Ma Amru Niseis. Why are you saying Niseis, not Nevelis? And a whole Torah, Niseis, Nevelis, and that's going to make a difference if it's going to be a Takana Nisuin or in the Bi, and it's going to make a difference if it's a Giyazman or not a Giyazman, and Mechatesin, maybe it's on. And all that's the Gemara's dynamic, which is underlying in the Gemara, which you're supposed to figure out. Or a different thing. Why is it Yom Revi and not Yom Rishon? And we're assuming the reason is because of bracha, and it's because of bracha, maybe it goes like this, and it's bracha, maybe it goes like that. And the end of the Gemara says, no, it's not because of bracha, it's because of shaktu. A lot of creativity. These are the three mahalchim. But let's see what Rashi says. What is the Gemara's, what's this din of Igiyas Mamalonisu? We kind of like jumped into this without seeing the Gemara. The Gemara says, Igiyas Mamalonisu. The Kamama Perik Beis Tanan. Noisten lebesula shneimasar choydash, mishutova habal, vihizir al nisun. You have 12 months from when the Baal says, come on, let's get married. So usually that happens the day they get of Erisin. But they can, in theory, they could be engaged for years if they want to get engaged for years. If they want to do that, they can do that. Right? There's not a problem with that. The PSS and the Rabbi, I think, got engaged at the age of around 8, got married at 13. So he was engaged for 5 years. So you could do that if you want. I mean, it wasn't really officially, it wasn't Eris and Mamish. But from when the husband says, okay, let's go, it's time for us to get married, now the clock starts ticking. They have one of those countdowns. Clock starts ticking, they have 12 months. Hizra al nisuin, lefarnes atzma b'tachshit. And she has to get herself ready with jewelry. It takes her 12 months to get jewelry. Oh my goodness. Lefarnes kandirir belas. Ula almana shloshim yoyim. As she says, an almon only needs 30 days. She's, first of all, she's already got stuff. She's already been married. And second of all, it's a second marriage. It's much more tame. There's three diukim over here in this Rashi. Three diukim here in this Rashi, this teeny little Rashi. First one is as follows. Our Mishnah, and what we've been talking about most of the time, is Besula Nises Liyom Arevi. If you look in the Chuvas HaRajba on the top of the page of the Marma Koymas, Higiyaz Man Be'echod B'Shabbos, Misafke L'Rabbeinu, Im Hu Hadin Be'Almona, Higiyaz Man Be'echod B'Shabbos, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Koynso, Ad Yoyim Hei, Kiritnan, Einam Ayla Mazoymas. You say the same thing by Almona or not. Why would you not? Why would you think not? Besula has a year, and Almana has 30 days. So why would you think that there would be a difference between the Yom Revi'i of Besula and the Yom Chamishi of Almana?
30 days, not 28.
One's a minute, one's a takana.
Oh, I might think the strength of Besula is maybe a stronger takana than Almana. Almana is not really a takana. Maybe that's Misafkale. I don't know how much is. Does Almana have to get married on Yom Chamishi? The Lashon the Rambam was... That might be more like the inyan of not getting married in the end of the month. But if you're medayik in Rashi, I think Rashi's perhaps meduyik that almana is included. Because Rashi said, Higiyazman veloy nisu, and that Rashi, at the end, almana shlosh, Rashi injects almana, and then says, Higiyazman zeh veloy nisu, l'chupa makam afresh, ikev abal. Higiyazman zeh l'choyer Rashi means the zman of the besula or the almana. Zman zeh, besula and almana. L'chay Rashi's mashma almana is going to be the same. There's another diak here in Rashi. Rashi says giyaz man zev lo yinisu l'chupa. Why is Rashi putting the word chupa in there for? Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro makes this diak. I don't have a shara shmus, so I didn't get to see it yet inside. Hopefully I'll see it by tomorrow. But the Mishnah says besula niseis. Rashi doesn't say niseis l'chupa. What does the word niseis mean? So why Rashi here says giyaz man zev lo nisu l'chupa? Lo nisu. If the Mishnah says nisu is niseis. What is Rashi telling us? When nisuin means that they didn't get married to go to chuppah. What's Rashi doing that for? And the third diak is the kama mefarish sheikev habal. Rashi's assuming that the baal is the one who's not letting them get married. That's not necessarily true. The Gemara later on Those of you who saw the Gemara already, goes through all different types of situations. Maybe it's a case of chalahu, oi, chalsahi, oi, pirsanida. That's not him being ma'akev. And still the Gemara discusses, perhaps, it's not clear, but perhaps the din is going to be that he's going to be chayev. So why did Rashi commit himself to say, the kamon mefare she'ikev habal? What's Rashi doing that for? The Baal is the one who's holding it back.
It's her with Anita or whatever, then she has no choice. Here he's like making a...
The Gemara later on says, there's a shaila if it's only ikev habal or even if she's ma'akev.
Everyone agrees, ikev habal.
Yeah, but why is Rashi doing that over here? Why? Rashi, don't get involved. He gives man lonisu. What's the problem? Just say lonisu. Which if he's nisu, not nisu, it's a discussion later on in the Gemara. Why does Rashi do that for? What is Rashi getting, sticking his nose into a machloikes of the Gemara later on? What for? What purpose?
It's a very simple question. If she's the one who, if the ikev is because of her, then why? What kind of taina does she have?
The Gemara discusses that.
So Rashi is saying, you know, just to let you know that the reason why he's chayav to pay is because the ikev is.
But that's not true. But Rashi's saying, it's not true. There's a man who holds even his not ikev habal. He's standing here. He's loved to get married. She's sick. Is that ikev habal? That's not ikev habal. So then, why should say, look, come on, mefarish, me ma'akev. I'd be good with that. Look, come on, mefarish, me ma'akev. Ikev habal is Rashi's committing himself to one opinion. Why did Rashi do that? Rashi's paskin like that, maybe? Maybe Rashi's telling us how we paskin?
Like
maybe. Proper. Maybe. What's up, Rashi Vayter? Ochelos Mishaloi. Shabal Chayev Mezonis Ishlu Mitakonis Bezdin Kilakamam Perik Naira. What happens if they hit 12 months and Igiz Mavaloi Nisu, they don't get married? Ochelos Mishaloi says Rashi, Shabal Chayev Mezonis Ishlu Mitakonis Bezdin Kilakamon Perik Naira. Very interesting, Rashi. Rabbi, say, why does she start eating his food? Why does she start eating his food? It's 12 months, they're not married. Why now does she start eating his food? They're not married.
There's no ksubi.
Right? So why is he eating? Why is he feeding her? Her father's, the other one who's going to feed, it's either her father or... I'll ask you a question like this. Is she eating the food because we are upset at him? Because he's not doing his job? Is that why?
He's a contractual obligation
here. Is it because we're upset at him?
No. It doesn't see that way from Rashi.
I would have thought we're upset at him. Listen, you're supposed to get married. What are you doing? What are you doing over here? Well, how long is he going to have to wait? You have 12 months. 12 months are up, buddy. Come on. What's going on? You're not doing it? What? Well, then it's not a knas. When if you're married, she's happy to be married. She's here. Is she happy right now? No, she's not. He's like, okay, I can't get married now. She's like, oh, what are you doing to me? What are you doing? The poor lady's waiting, and she can't even go marry someone else. She's stuck. She's like, you know, you're just dragging me along. He's got cold feet, and he's taking his time. He's like, we'll get married in a couple of years. She's like, couple of years? What are you talking about? And then she's stuck. So we say, buddy, you're gonna have to start, like, paying up. To me, it sounds like it's a knas.
Why is it
knas?
It's a chayvus. He was mechayv on this date.
No. He was mechayv to marry her. The ksuba doesn't say on a date. Ksuba says, When I marry you, I'll feed you.
And you married her 12 months after your release, sir.
You were supposed to go into...
Okay, but we're not married today. She's
supposed to go into
But she didn't go into his reshus. Very nice, she was supposed to. She should have. He didn't do it. So why do you have to feed him for? Only the chayvus is only when we get married. We're not married.
Rashi's talking about him not being mechayv as chiyuv.
What?
Rashi says he has a chiyuv. Not that he's not being mechayv.
Okay, so Rashi seems to say not like what I'm saying. But if you would have asked me, I would have said it's a knas. And I'm not making it up, by the way. You're going to see there's lots of achroin and maybe we should have said it's a knas. You're understanding that like that. So let me ask you a question. I'll jump right into it. Let's say he says, okay, let's say he's supposed to get married January 1st. They don't get married January 1st. Comes January 2nd. Does he have to feed her? Yeah, he has to feed her. Right? January 3rd? January 5th?
Yes.
Okay. What happens if they get married on January 10th? Does he still have to feed her?
Why not?
Yes. Now he dies January 15th. He's dead. So the nechasim of the husband still have to feed the wife until she gets remarried. Because once you're in, you're in. She's not going back to her father, so who's feeding her? He does. That's the halacha. Now, January 5th is the date they're supposed to get married. They don't get married. January 6th, does he have to feed her? They're not married. Does he have to feed her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. January 10th, they're not married. Does he have to feed her? Mm-hmm. Yeah. January 15th, he dies. They never married. I mean, they had Kiddushin, not... Now what happens? If you understand it's a knas, my friends, then what? Knas is over because he's dead. There's no makom for a knas anymore. But if the pshat is, his chiv is already in place. We've already put the chiv on him, so then whatever the chiv would be if he's married, there's the chiv now also. So he's already chayiv. Once he's chayiv, so then his nechasim are going to stay chayiv. That's the chayiv going to be an afkamina. Between this halacha, if he's mace, why not? This shaila happens to be a machloikas. I can tell you who's the machloikas between. I could find it if I remember where. Oh, here it is. It's the machloikas between the Or Sameach in the name of the Makna and Reb Kiva Eger in the name of Tosfos. Reb Kiva Eger is daikin Tosfos that he's chayiv. And the Or Sameach says from the Makna he's potter. What's the machloikas? L'chor the machloikas is, do we see this as a knas? We're upset at you, so we're going to force you to feed her. We're not upset at him anymore, he's dead. So therefore, no more feed. Or the pshat is, Chachom are saying, listen, you hit this date, she's in. And once she's in, so then it doesn't make a difference if he died, he doesn't die.
There's no ksuba
either? That's enough, Kamina. What? That
knas is not even going to be a ksuba, and then she goes through?
Well, ksuba is a different story. What's going to be the din of the ksuba? Ksuba is telling the areas and not the areas. We're talking about the mezainas. L'chor is going to be that's going to make a difference. Another nafkamina is as follows. Listen to this. Ready? Here goes. January 1st. They're not married. What's the halacha? Does he have to feed her? January 6th, does he have to feed her?
Yeah.
Yes. Does he get her ma'ase yodayim? Usually a husband only gets ma'ase yodayim once the marriage is complete. As long as she's living in her father's house and he's feeding her, he gets the ma'ase yodayim. Now, does the husband get the ma'ase yodayim now? Obviously, says no.
Yeah.
This is going to it depends. If you're coming to counsel him, you're saying there's a knas. You say, listen, buddy, you have to feed her. What about? Okay, I should get my zidayim. No, you're not getting my zidayim. What? Then the knas not helping us that much, right? Because we. So then what? Elamai says the Rosh in the dorm. No, I'm sorry, that's not the Rosh in the dorm. That is the Ritva on Daf Nun Zayin. That says no, he gets my zidayim. Why are we giving my zidayim? It's not a knas. It's just from now, you're already as if you're married. We moved it up to, this is the day you committed yourself. So from this day, you feed her, she gives you ma'ase yadayim. Play, play. L'chor, this is going to be an afkamina of how to learn over here in the Gemara. Rashi dach sechmir is mashma. Echelz mishlo shahabal chayev v'mezaynis. Because the baal is chayev v'mezaynis. Says the ma'ase chi, it sounds like from Rashi that it's not a knas. We're giving her a din of a nesua. We're giving her a din as if she's a nesua. And that's why she's a chelos mishaloi. What's interesting is the following thing. Look at the next Rashi. V'chelos b'truma. She eats truma. Now she can eat truma. Says Rashi. Im koyin hu v'hi bas Yisrael she'akoyin machal es ishtoi truma k'diyolof mi'v'koyin ki yikne nefesh. Now, up until now, is she able to eat truma?
No.
Now she can eat truma. Why? Because a kohen can be machil his wife truma, like it says in the pasuk, "V'kohen kohen ki yikne nefesh." Interesting pasuk. We're going to talk about tomorrow, Beis Hashem, in the huddle. There's actually two psukim that a kohen feeds his wife truma. One is kohen ki yikne nefesh. That's one. The other one is from Beisai. Yikne nefesh. Does that sound like kedushin or nisuin? Isha Niknis Bishalash Drachim. So it's interesting, he's bringing a pasuk of Kiddushin. We just said that this woman, once she hits Shemas HaChodesh, we're treating her like a Nesua, which pasuk would I have preferred Rashi bring? Nesuin pasuk. Unless we're not treating her like it, so we're trying like she's a kedushin. That Beis Hashem and more. We are going to continue with hopefully tomorrow, my friends. I please say a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do tonight. Thank you.
When we said.